this morning? Good morning. Good morning. Okay, I have a question for you. Can you guys see me? Maddie, you want to come and join us? Come sit with us. Yeah, today's your big day. Anybody else want to come up? Okay, can you guys see the screen? Maddie, can you see the screen? Okay, you can click to the next. There's no room. There's always room. Always room. Okay, let's click to the next. Who's that? Oh my gosh, that was quick. Is that because I told you that? Or did you know that? You knew that. Who is that?
Mike Wazowski.
Mike Kowalski?
No.
How do you say it? Wazowski? Something like
Mike
that.
Mike Wazowski.
Mike Wazowski. Oh, okay. And who is Mike Wazowski?
A monster.
Oh, a pretend one, right?
He's got a little teeth.
He's got little teeth, but if you look at him, what does he look like? A giant what?
A giant monster.
Oh, a giant monster. Okay, but I know he's a nice monster, but what else does he look like?
A green grape.
What are you talking about?
A cyclops.
A cyclops, like a giant eye, right? I know, it's pretty funny, isn't it? A giant eyeball. Isn't that what he looks like? Now, if he were just a giant eyeball, you see how big his eye is? Wouldn't you think that that might mean that the eye is the most important part of him?
He has a great eye.
He has a great eye, yeah. Do you think that that's all that he has? Like, could you just have a monster that's a giant eyeball? Would he be able to do anything?
Yes.
If you were just a giant eyeball.
Mr. Marinette, do you want to see my shirt?
I would, yes.
I would be able to bounce without being able to see things.
My neck.
Oh, and how could it bounce? It would just be able to see things, right?
But
what did they put on him?
Legs, arms.
Oh, they have legs on him, arms on him. What else do they have on him?
Horns,
mouth. Those are his ears.
He's got a mouth. What else does he have on him?
Eye.
The eye we see. What else? What's in his mouth?
A mouth. A tongue.
What else? Teeth. What about, does he just have arms? What else does he have?
Legs. Feet.
Feet. He's got feet and what else?
Knees.
He's got
elbows.
Hands. Elbows. And a pretty interesting looking toenails there. Pretty interesting toenails. So actually, every part of him is important. Why are your hands important?
Because you get to grab things and touch things.
You can touch something. So if you see something and it's coming towards you, to not get hit by it, what could you do?
Put your hands in front,
right? If you were just an eye, what would happen if you didn't have hands?
You would just bump into something.
It would smack into you. What about your feet? If something's coming towards you, what could you do?
You could jump. Walk around it.
You could walk around it. You could jump. You could run away with your legs and everything. What about your teeth? Why are your teeth important?
So you can eat stuff and bite stuff.
Yeah. Anybody here ever have a toothache?
And drink stuff, too.
No. Anybody here ever not have any teeth in their mouth?
Who says drink stuff?
Well, when you were a baby, you didn't have any teeth. Could you chew on anything?
No, you could just drink stuff.
Just drink stuff. Yeah. And let's see, what else? What do you think your toenails are for?
Scratching things.
Okay. All right, that might be your fingernails. Yes, yes, Mommy, don't be embarrassed. I don't know what goes on in your house, but that's okay. So, and toenails are also to help protect the tips of your toes and keep those and use your nails to scratch. So every single thing on your body has an important role to play. It's not like your eye is more important than your hand or your eye is more important than your feet. What about your mouth? What do you use your mouth for?
Talking.
For talking, yes. And what do you use your ears for?
Listening.
For listening. Mm-hmm. So what St. Paul is telling the church, who's arguing over who's better than who, what gifts are better than other gifts, what is he saying? He's saying they're all equal. As a matter of fact, your toe, your hand, is just as important as your head and your eyes. So your foot can't say, or your eye can't say, oh, your foot, you're nothing. I mean, you're nothing. As a matter of fact, you think all the time. You can't say that, can it? Because we need our feet to do what?
Walk.
And that's what... Go ahead. You would fall. So, what God is saying is that all of us, every single person here, everybody, even the smallest and youngest person who is here, who do you think that might be? Do you have any babies here?
The boy who's getting me ready.
Oh, yes. Even Maddie is just as important because of the gifts that he brings. So, one of the gifts that Jesus says that's very important is the gift of telling everyone else who he is. And who is Jesus? Who is Jesus? You can't answer that one with Jesus.
Everything.
Oh, everything. Yes. Jesus is everything. Jesus is our Savior. Jesus is the one who comes so that we can be free with him and live with him forever. And Jesus teaches us all about love so that we can love others. And Jesus is our Savior. So let's say a prayer together. Jesus, thank you so very much for sending St. Paul to teach us all about how important every single one of us is. Some of us will be the feet in your body. Some of us will be the hands. Some of us will be the eyes. Some of us will be the internal stomach. Some of us will be the cells. But we all have an important role to play. And we all play that role for you, for the love that you show us. So thank you, Lord, and teach us all about how we are to honor each and every person who gathers in your name. Amen.